angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Got this. Good morning. Is it working? Yes. Good morning, everyone. My name is Anke, and I've got a couple of colouring sheets for the slightly twitchy amongst us children. If you would like to come and colour some shepherds and angels whilst I speak, you can come and do it here on the carpets. Here we go. So, we just heard, "Don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy to all people." I am sure we all like to hear some good news every now and then. What have you found to be good news in your life this past week? It might be the Christmas gift that you opened this morning. That would have been the best news for you this past week. It might be seeing a loved one who you haven't seen in a very long time. It might be hearing surprisingly good news from a friend, or closing a deal at work, or completing a project that you had been working on tirelessly for months. That could be your good news. I wonder what is your good news, and I'd love to encourage you, if you feel comfortable, to turn to a friend or someone near you and just quickly share with them what is your good news from this past week. Let's do that. Jesus is good news of great joy for me, for you. He is good news. And throughout my talk today, whenever you hear me say, "Jesus is good news of," I would like you to respond by saying, "Great joy for me." Let's do that one time. Jesus is good news of great joy for me. Thank you. Now, children and young people, any young people as well sitting amongst the adults, I have got some good news for you today. Would you like to hear it? I think you would like to hear this news. Today, in the chancel, I haven't quite done it, so it's not quite there, no. I wonder whether you would know the communion table. Today, in this church, on the communion table, there is a gift for you. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a basket on top of the communion table full of gifts." What are you going to do? Are you going to go and have a look? Do you want to go and have a look? See what you can find in the basket on the communion table. All the children and young people can go. And then once you've found it, I'd like you to come back with your gift. What is it that you found? Can you show everyone? What is it? Is it money? It's chocolate coins. Aren't you glad that I told you about that good news? Are you glad? Good, good. Yes. Now you can tell any of your friends who aren't here today, why don't you go and have a look as well? You can go and have one. Well, you can do it after the service as well. Yes, a golden coin. You can tell your friends who aren't here with you today that you got some chocolate coins in this service. Now, over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, the Jesus Storybook Bible tells of our Father God being as excited as a new daddy. A new daddy who couldn't keep the good news to himself, and he wanted to share it with the whole world. How did he do that? Through a big choir of angels. A big choir of angels. Now, in the Bible, angels often come one at a time to relay a message. But here we have a whole band of celestial beings gathered giving praise to God. Clearly, this was a spectacular and special announcement. Who did he tell the good news to? Well, the first people that God wanted to tell was a ragged old bunch of shepherds, a forgotten group of people. Because in those days, people laughed at shepherds. They called them rude names. They thought they were nobodies. Yet we read in the Bible of many people who were shepherds, who God chose for a very important job. Just to name a few, we read of David. David was a shepherd before he became a king. Did you know Joseph and his brothers were shepherds? And don't forget, Moses was a shepherd when God called him. And of course, Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. So you can see in God's story, shepherds have a special place. In God's story, the shepherds were the first to hear the good news of great joy. And the gift that the angel told them about wasn't a golden chocolate coin. It was the gift of a Savior, the Messiah. News of the Savior's birth wasn't proclaimed first to the governor or the priests or the upper crust of Bethlehem's social scene, but to a certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay keeping their sheep. The coming of this king is not just good news for the elite. It's not just good news for those who have their act together. It's not just good news for the powerful and the privileged. The coming of this king is good news for all people. Jesus is good news of great joy for me. So the shepherds were the first to hear the news of great joy. And did you know they were the first to tell others? They were the very first people to tell others of Jesus' birth. Let's watch the following video clip from a pilot episode of a show called The Chosen, which is about the life of Christ. The scene we will be looking at picks up from the moment just after the shepherds had arrived at the place where Jesus was born. I hope you were able to see that because it's a bit light in church today. But would you have been able to keep quiet? If a host of angels appeared to you to tell you the long-awaited prophecy had finally been fulfilled, would you have been able to keep quiet? If you had met and held the Savior of the world in your arms, would you have been able to keep quiet? Well, the shepherds, they could not. They ran out into the streets of Bethlehem to tell everyone. And then they went back to their flocks, praising and glorifying God for what they had seen and heard. Jesus is good news of great joy for me. Jesus knows not only the stars by name, but he also knew the names of each of those shepherds. And he knows your name, and he loves you. Jesus is good news of great joy for you, for me, for our friends, for our neighbors, for our colleagues, for our family, for every person. Jesus came for all people. He is the greatest, the ultimate gift for everyone. One last time, Jesus is good news of great joy for me. Today, as you are reminded of Jesus being the good news of joy for everyone, may you not only hear the story of joy, and may you not only hear it with grateful praise, but may you want to share the news with others, and may you want to glorify God in all that you say and do. Let me end by praying for us. Father, we thank you that you chose to share your good news with those who were seen as nothing. And we thank you that you chose us, that you have shared your news with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you have come to save us, to be our Savior. We praise you today, and we ask that you would help us praise you and glorify you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.